man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
Welcome to the show, folks.
I got a shotgun.
You're tuned into the Trump phenomenon here on Monday, July 10th, 2017. I'm James Kelso. Joining us live, Paul Fromm in Canada and George on the East Coast in the U.S. Paul, welcome.
Oh, glad to be here.
And George, thank you.
Good to be here too, James.
Well, the let's set a theme for tonight. The we've got really four directions of information on this show. On most nights, Paul brings in what he's gathered in the previous 24 hours. George, the same. I do likewise. And then you folks out there, I encourage you to be correspondents and reporters on this show. Bring us some of the great things that you've noticed that have happened. And I'm not trying to be a censor when I say, don't bring me the, don't bring us the, sour grapes or belly aching or complaints about what could be wrong or maybe. There's so much going on that's great, and people need, the team has to form up. They do need the morale lift that we've never had. We've never had a good year. So now that we've got one, since 60 minutes or 60 minutes, that's all we've got. And there's more good news in the previous 24 hours than we can possibly cover. Why cover some, downer or bummer that's not even real? It's like something like a speculative. Well, this could be bad, or look out for this. This might happen. Look out. No, if there's something substantial that's actually importantly wrong, of course we want to cover it. But we don't want to cover, I like your term, Paul. Who was it that came up with nattering nabobs of negativity? Was it
Spiro Agnew.
Spiro Agnew, yes. And the speech was written, I don't know if Pat Buchanan wrote the speech. I think Pat Buchanan wrote that speech.
Well, I've got a very negative thing tonight, which will probably not surprise you. Dr. James Sanchez in Seattle, he's a good friend of mine, he's very well informed. The Financial Times of London does not know what the West is, but it hates it anyway. Gideon Rockman, and I don't think he comes from County Tipperary, writing in the Financial Times of London today, Global Insight, Warsaw speech by Donald Trump in defense of the West values fails to convince many liberals. The West is defined less by traditions and cultural achievements than by political ideas. When President Trump spoke of the defense of the West in Warsaw, he was speaking in melodramatic nonsense. There is no West, and there are no Western traditions that are worthwhile. Multiculturalism is what we value, and Trump is a mere fake president. Well, that's a bit of insight from a Gideon Rockman, and I'm sure he hates the traditions of the West, and that's in the Financial Times of London today.
Oh, and you know what? I'll bet you a dollar to a donut, and I know I'll win, that this individual is also quite certain that race is a social construct.
This is what intrigues me. If race is a social construct, how is it that all the Negroes know where to line, know that they are that, and know how to line up for affirmative action? If it's a social construct, why don't you go and get some goodies?
Yes. And of course, everything that the left has been spouting for its entire history is nonsense. It's irrational. And our experience, the Donald Trump phenomenon, is exactly the experience of the little boy in the crowd who says the emperor has no clothes. And that Donald Trump, among other the things he's done for us. He has been that little boy pronouncing that the emperor has no clothes. We all knew it, and we knew that formulations like race is a social construct, that these were nonsense. It just took somebody with stature and with power to say it. And then, so it's all crumbling. The whole, I'll tell you what's a social construct, Paul, the left.
Yes.
The left is, you guys, speak for yourselves, you guys. You are a social construct, and social constructs come apart really easily. For a theme tonight, I would like to offer the idea that the left right now, as we begin the week after the amazing events of Warsaw and Hamburg, the left is back on its heels. They are reeling. One area where they're reeling right now is that there has been actually, on even the lamestream media is covering the James Comey scandal, because it's just so blatant that James Comey, in his showboating, and again, Donald Trump got it exactly right. He said, before he fired James Comey, he's a showboat. Don't need a showboat as a director of the FBI. Well, he went on national television with his wonderful notes, contemporaneous notes, that he went out to his car. He'd meet with Donald Trump and he'd get his 6'8", whatever frame, rush out to his car, squeeze into his car and get out his pencil and write a note, contemporaneous note to himself, put it in his laptop. And it turns out that the his notes now, which have been turned over for investigation, it turns out they contain classified information. And he's tapping them away in his car.
Why'd
totally
you tap away now, James?
Yeah. And here's the guy that's been, you know, Mr. Goody Two Shoes, Boy Scout. I don't want to impugn the Boy Scouts. My gosh, I'm an Eagle Scout myself. It's one of the great institutions. Goody Two Shoes, who's telling other people that they're not moral and they're no good, and he's out there committing. Well, Congressman Chaffetz of Utah was on television today on Fox saying, "Hey, you want to go to jail for this? If you are handing." If you're making contemporaneous notes that contain classified, highly secret information, and you are then handing it around to your friends to take over to the New York Times so it can be published, this is an egregious crime. And so anyway, the Comey is back on his heels. This really has this idiot Robert Mueller. He has got to be having problems with this because. You know, this is what needs investigating. Also, John Podesta rocked back on his heels as Donald Trump tweets away saying, why aren't we investigating the Podesta emails and the collusion of Hillary with Russians and the deals that she did for hundreds of millions of dollars? So all kinds of things that the left being very much on the defensive this week after Donald Trump on the offensive just hammered them with his performances in Hamburg and Warsaw. George, anything that you want to throw on the bonfire here?
Gosh, it's just that the left really hates the fact that all these Europeans love Donald Trump and give him standing ovations when he makes a speech.
Yeah, and you know, that does... You know, that does affect people in life. You notice when if you're taking your girlfriend, maybe I'm making a stretch here with my analogy, but if you're taking your girlfriend you're taking her for granted, and the other guys at the dance are looking at her longingly, it makes you go, yeah. So the Europeans appreciate Donald Trump, and it is having that inevitable effect of people here. Going, wow, maybe we do have a great president. The president of Poland seems to think we've got a great president. So Vladimir Putin seems to have respect for Donald Trump. So the So yes, that's a wonderful effect of this trip to Europe, is the added perspective that no, the people of patriots in Europe do not think Donald Trump is the buffoon that the left has tried to make of him. Not at all. He's considered, he's taken very, very seriously. And that speech where he said, we write symphonies, I know I keep coming back to that, but we write symphonies, which he spoke the day before they went to hear a performance by the Elbe Philharmonie of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. I love that. And I love the question, who is we? Who is we, in the sense we write
I
symphonies.
I have a symphony for you, James. Yeah. Rona Romney McDaniel, who seems to have replaced Reince Krispies. So she's the new Republican National Committee chairwoman. She is called for Congress to cancel his August recess until Obamacare is repealed and replaced. Not too shabby for a Romney.
Yes, yes.
That sounds like a good idea. I mean, there really is pressing business, and that I think is it. That seems to be swirling around like a plugged toilet, and they've got to get a hold of this, and maybe they can cancel that break and take a longer break around Christmas. But there's businesses that has to be done, in my opinion.
Yes. Well, we've got a caller here. I didn't put the number out yet, but here it is, folks. 800-313-9443. You're welcome to call in on tonight's show. We have a caller on Long Island. Charles, thank you for calling.
You know, I was just wondering what you were thinking about Trump's decision on keeping the Obama DEA chief, Chuck Rosenberg. And I also wonder what you think about Trump appointing Jared Kushner over the opioid epidemic. Do they seem like fair choices for you?
Okay, I'll globally and invite Paul and George to comment too. I'll answer all the different selections that Donald Trump has made or will make that are not really appealing or for some reason, you know, cause problems. I'll throw another one on there.
No, but we're talking about the drug. We are talking about the drug epidemic, which is controlled by Jews. It's been controlled by Jews for eons. You know, we go back to the Sassoon family.
Charles.
And here we have them guarding our drugs here.
Charles, I'll give this message again. I'm not impatient with this. I guess I'm going to have to give this message hundreds of times.
Well, you know what? I can tell you are numb, because if you don't understand the importance of that, you've got to be one of them. That's all I can say. And I'm done with
Charles. Stay there, Charles. Don't run away. Don't run away, Charles. Are you there, Charles?
Yeah, I'm still here. But
good. Please don't run away. Please don't run away. I'm a pretty smart guy, Charles. I think you'll find I'm a pretty nice guy, and I'm a pretty smart guy.
No, I don't think you are, Mr. Kelso.
Okay.
I think you're dumb.
All right.
Well,
I'll give you, Charles, I'll be a little more polite to you and say I think you sound like a smart, intelligent person and probably a nice guy, okay? And, you know, Charles, I have devoted my life. I don't know whether you have. Maybe you have. Maybe you've got a radio show you do every day.
You can devote your life to anything and be wrong, and you've been wrong.
Yes.
You've been with David Duke for how long? The guy, he got 3% of the vote in Louisiana. My dog could get more votes than that.
Okay, Charles. All right, thank you. You know, I appreciate the enthusiasm. But let me answer your question. I made a point the other night that Donald Trump has shown us white patriots how to win. And the one thing that we've done, I'll offer this. I'll just offer it as a thought. You have the sense in there. Hang on. Stay with me, please. You offered this statement: the Jews control the drug trade. Okay, and this is a formulaic sort of thing. You know, I think that the Mexican cartel drug lords, the ones who offered the one, I forget which one it was offered, $100 million bounty on Donald Trump's life. I don't think that's a Jewish guy, and the Zeta. People who cut people's heads off by the hundreds in Mexico. These aren't Jewish guys. So here's the problem, Charles. When you get on a national, international radio show and you make a statement like the Jews control the drug trade, there are this is how we've been losing. We, our movement of white patriotism, we've been losing. I refer to it as shooting ourselves in the foot. There are certain things we've done that the public that we're trying to appeal to, our people, when they hear us say things like that, they go, these guys are kooks. And they don't want to participate in such a movement. Okay, they've got the common sense to recognize that the Mexican drug cartels are not Jewish cartels. And I'll use that, apply that across the board. There are bad guys. For me to say that there are bad guys other than Jews does not equal what you just said, that I'm saying there aren't Jewish bad guys. Of course there are. There are some really bad Jewish bad guys, but there are bad guys who aren't Jewish. And if you come across to Mr. and Mrs. America, white America, that you eat, sleep, and drink, and that you have nightmares all night about Jews, you come across as being a kook. Okay, I don't think that's a really harsh word to use. I'm not trying to insult you, but it comes across as kookiness. So now let me answer your original question, which I guess the background to your question was, since you had Kushner in there, he's Jewish. And I guess this other guy, who was the DEA chief you mentioned? Is he Jewish? What was his name? Oh, well, we lost Charles. Charles, I stayed in the ring. I wish you would be willing to stay in the ring, because one of the things that's important in our movement is to talk, is to be what white people are. We're scientific. We debate. You present your view. I present mine. Somebody else, the next guy, presents his. And then Charles, are you there? Oh, no, it was Paul throwing in a thought there.
Charles,
let me answer his general question. I was going to add an appointment that I think is lousy. There's a guy who was appointed to one of the important heads of ICE who was reappointed by Donald Trump, named Homan, H-O-M-A-N, and I forget his first name, but he's on my list of nominations that are not that hot, and in fact, pretty bad. And the way it was brought to my attention was patriots out there in ICE, at risk of their own careers and their jobs, they put together a petition to their president saying, this is a bad choice. Homan is a bad choice. And so you need to reverse that, get rid of this guy Homan, and put in a real patriot as the head of this particular enforcement division of ICE. It's a very key job. And where did Homan come from? It turns out that Homan, sorry, I don't remember his first name, he was butt-kissing Barack Obama, was appointed by Obama, and was getting awards from Obama for actually letting in groups like MS-13. I'll bet you the Jewish component of MS-13, Charles, is pretty, pretty thin. But these killers, who the U.S. generals have said the MS-13 makes ISIS look like nice guys. That's how bad they are. And Donald Trump has said very bravely, you know, they're going. They're going to get out of here. And Jeff Sessions is removing them by the thousands. Well, this Homan is a perfect example. He was appointed by John Kelly, who is, appointed by Donald Trump. So the bad choice wasn't made by Donald Trump. It was made by John Kelly. It needs to be reversed. And how does it get reversed? We talk about it on things like this radio show. Patriots out there, like the people in ICE, they point out this guy Homan, and I have no idea what ethnicity or religion he is, all right, but he's bad. So that's a choice that's bad. It needs to be reversed. But for all of these appointments, if you make it your obsession that I'm going to find somewhere, some appointment among the thousands that Donald Trump has to make that I don't like, therefore the best thing that's ever happened to us in our lives is actually no good. That is not strong white thinking, Charles. That's not rational or logical. We got a break here. I took a long time on that topic there, but it's one that'll come back. We got to learn from Donald Trump on how to communicate with other white folks. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided we're back, folks. And we've got Jim in North Dakota. Hey, we North Dakotans got to stick together. Jim will be with you in just a moment. But just addressing Charles's earlier question, which is with a little bit more answer. I looked up the DEA chief. That you mentioned, Charles, and it's acting DEA chief Chuck Rosenberg. Now, Rosenberg could be a Jewish name, could also be a good German name. But then looking at his face, you know, I don't get any big clue in there. He's a pretty darn European looking guy. But the bad news about Rosenberg, if I see something that's alarming, Loretta Lynch likes him. She praised him in with some statement.
Yeah, he was an Obama appointee.
An Obama appointee in May of 2015. But so this might be a bad one that needs to be cleared out. But let's listen to Donald Trump. I like to listen to Donald Trump rather than just speculate on what could be with all the thousands of people involved. Donald Trump issued today an obstruction alert. This is from Donald Trump. Senate Democrats hold blue slips, delay Trump's federal judicial appointees. He says no Democrat has yet returned a blue slip, signaling acceptance of President Trump's federal judicial picks, an ominous sign for Republicans who fear it signals an upcoming attempt to slow walk the administration's plans to reshape the federal judiciary. So there's one for you, Charles. That's going on. That's really happening. That's not speculation. And here's another release for immediate release today. President Donald Trump's nominations face needless obstruction. And notice with an acting DEA head, that's a holdover. Donald Trump, the Democrats are making it as impossible as possible. That's a pretty lousy phrase there, for Donald Trump to get in the great appointments that we want. He has gotten in some super duper appointments like Scott Pruitt and Jeff Sessions. The Democrats in the Senate have delayed crucial appointments made by President Trump in an attempt to obstruct the will of the American people and the president's agenda. Of the 197 presidential nominations to agencies, the Senate has confirmed only 48. It's one out of five. 5 months in, one out of five. Only two of President Trump's 23 judicial nominations have actually been confirmed by the Senate. That's less than 10%. Democrats in the Senate have shown they are willing to break irresponsibly with tradition that allows a president to choose his own appointees in a timely fashion. Less than a month away from the August recess, the Senate has confirmed only 23% of President Trump's first 216 nominations. Folks, there are thousands of nominations to be made. By the first August recess during President Obama's first term, the Senate had confirmed 69% of 454 nominations. Look at the difference there. Three times the percentage of more than two times the nominations. My math says that's 600% more cooperation and less obstruction that the Republicans gave to Obama. So this is unprecedented obstruction. It's a whole release. You can find it all at whitehouse.gov. Charles, I encourage you to go there. And as a general thought, I would say this to you, Charles. And I hope you call back. And here's my question to you. Has any better thing happened to you, Charles, in your life than the election of Donald Trump for the future of your children, your family, your friends, yourself? Has any single political event in your life done more good for you than this election of Donald Trump? I'd like you to answer that question for me, Charles. Call back and let me know, because this is what is boggles my mind, is people out there who, looking at all that's happened, you hear the Warsaw speech, to have doubts about Donald Trump after hearing the Warsaw speech, or seeing it delivered promise after delivered promise. And then this standard of, if I can nitpick, if I can find something somewhere in the bureaucracy that looks like, and in the case of your case, Charles, it looks like your standard is, if it's Jewish, it's bad. That magnificent speech in Warsaw, the speechwriter, we are told, is Stephen Miller, Jewish. So you're wrong, Charles. If it's Jewish, it's bad. That comes off as kooky. When Jews are bad, well, let's call them bad. But on the same basis that we call every bad apple a bad apple. We got a break here, and we'll come right back with more. And we'll get to North Dakota. Jim, hang on. Still yet to come, the good times ain't over for
good. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, that's a forgettable tune from the fevered mind of the usually stoned Bob Dylan. I don't want to delay the arrival of Jim from North Dakota anymore. We do have Tom in Florida waiting also. I'm going on too long about this, but I don't have a special thing for Jews. I grew up, one of my biggest enemies in life is Michael Medved, a Jew who has a big, big, big radio show with millions of listeners. And he and I went all the way through high school together. And, you can read about it in his two New York Times bestselling books, What Really Happened to the Class of 1965, in which the chapter The Idealist is about me and Medved. And then you can also read in his book Right Turns, which is his autobiography, where I am a big topic in that book. But I despise Michael Medved. He is one of the creators of the neocon movement. He is a bad apple among the Jewish people. And I would love to get into the ring with Mike Medved. Mike, if you're listening, come on, buddy, let's do it. Charles and anybody else of that mentality who thinks, Everything bad that ever happened in the universe was done by a Jew against white people. And every Jew is a bad person. That formulation has 0.0% appeal to your brothers and sisters in the white race. And it has had that appeal for more than the last century. And when they hear it, they turn it off. So if you want to win, I'll tell you what my motivation is. My motivation is I want a future for my daughter and son that's got some of the white world in it that I grew up in, that I remember, the wonderful white world I grew up in. I want that for them. I want to win like Donald Trump. I don't want to be self-righteous and expound to people. I want to win. And that means, Charles, communicating effectively with white people, persuading them. How do we know that Donald Trump knew how to do this and knows how to do it, and we have not known how to do it? Very simple. Reality is the test. Donald Trump got 50 million votes. He changed the world. He won the presidency. And I've been applying myself to this for decades, Charles. We have won practically nothing. And if anything we ever did win, we haven't held. And so we were doing something wrong. And I submit to you that one of the things we've been doing wrong is I'll expand and give you some more examples of things that Donald Trump did not do wrong that we've been doing wrong. I'm hoping we will learn from this genius who's appeared in our lives. But let me go ahead, Paul. Yeah.
I largely agree with you. Yes, I think some Jews have done a very great deal of harm to our civilization and to our mortal enemies. The entire Frankfurt School gang that have done so much damage. But if you bring up a topic like this, somebody's likely to say, "Oh, but I know Izzy, and he's a good guy." And Izzy may indeed be a good guy, and all that. So what I think is important is to qualify. I think the caller was right. In the Weimar Republic back in Germany, drugs were not a big problem, but the Jews were deeply involved in that. And certainly in the horrible opium trade in India that led to the Opium War and all sorts of bad things with China, et cetera, et cetera. But I think you're also right. The horrible drug problem we have today is largely controlled not by Jews, but by various bandito Latin Americans and the Chinese. So what I think is important for people is try not to generalize. If you've got a particular example or fact, good. But don't extrapolate from that all, people are that way. And that also has more credibility because, as I know from numerous conversations with people on this type of issue, people will sometimes say, "Yes, but I know so-and-so, and that person's a good person." And probably they are.
I'll give some examples. And Paul, I found out, I didn't know this, Matt Drudge's original top assistant, as he created the most successful web page on Earth, without which Donald Trump wouldn't have been elected, and your life, Charles, wouldn't have been saved. Matt Drudge, Jew. His top assistant was a guy named Andrew Breitbart, Jew. Breitbart's where I go for my news now. Now, Charles, if you can suggest to me a better news site than this one founded by Andrew Breitbart, please, I want to know about that website. I don't think it exists. Mm-hmm. These guys are doing a great job. I'll give you another one. Michael Savage. Trump wouldn't have been won without Savage, Jew. Mike Rivero, right here at Republic Broadcasting, a Jew. A hero, a giant, who did so much for Trump that he might have made the difference in some state. And then I gave the last example there, Stephen Miller, a Jew. He wrote that brilliant Warsaw speech that we are told. I detect a whole lot of Donald Trump original material in that speech, but the word is that Stephen Miller, and we know he's written a lot of speeches for Donald Trump and delivered a lot of great ones. He is a true hero. But Charles, my real point is this: we in our little tiny movement, and it's been tiny, it's been microscopic. In that little tiny movement, we have felt so hopeless that we didn't really even grasp the idea that maybe the idea is to win, not to just moan hopelessly on the sidelines, but to actually win. And then you start, when you think of winning the way Donald Trump has his whole life, you think of, well, I measure my performance. Am I winning? That's what counts. He said it over and over again. I've got to win this to make it count. And he did. He actually has won. And look at what he's done. He is more persuasive. Here's the concern, Charles. We have to communicate and appeal to our brothers and sisters, our white brothers and sisters. And if our message hasn't been appealing, I don't know if you've ever done sales, Charles, but after you've done 100 cold calls and you didn't close a single sale, you know what you know? Not that your customers are lousy. It's that your sales pitch is lousy. And after you get to 500 cold calls and no sales, it's you. It's your pitch. You've got to retrain. You've got to. And how do you do it? Donald Trump tells you in his book, The Art of the Deal, you find a winner. Find somebody who's successful at selling what you're trying to sell and do what that person is doing. And guess what? You'll be successful. Donald Trump is that person. We can be successful doing what he does. Let's go to Jim in the great, great state of North Dakota. Hi, Jim.
Well, that was quite a diatribe you went into, getting on the dude who can't respond because he left already. Oh, a couple segments worth.
Seems now, wait a minute. I begged him to stay. Wait, Jim.
He's yelling at me. You are yelling
Jim,
at me. I didn't.
I'm not yelling at you. You just lied. You just lied.
You lied. You said Michael Rivera wasn't you. He said his name is every other day. I mean, come on, man.
Wait a minute. I begged Charles to stay on the air and not run away. I didn't chase him off the air.
Anything, and he didn't even let me finish my first statement.
Now, give me
That's
your
garbage, point. Man. That's
garbage. Go for your point, Jim. Jim, go for your point. What's your point?
Well, let me ask you a question first. Is it true the rabbi sucked the baby's foreskin right the hell off?
You know, you've got a terrible phone. I'm trying to hear your question. Say it again slowly. Go ahead.
Is it true that rabbis suck the foreskin right off of the baby's penis?
Okay. All right, now.
Yes, it is true. Thank you very much.
Okay, Jim, I hope. Okay, if that's what you think about all that.
Again, next time somebody says, let's actually investigate North Korea. Instead of investigating North Korea, let's tell them how.
Okay,
Jim. It's worse than ISIS.
Engineer, turn the volume down. Turn the volume down. Jim.
Certain Orthodox rabbis suck the penis after the foreskin has been cut off. They don't suck the foreskin, they don't bite it off, but they do suck on the penis. And these are not all Jewish rabbis who perform the ceremony do that, but certain Orthodox ones do, and that's on the public record. It's being reported in the New York newspapers where some have actually been charged for infecting the little child with herpes or whatever. But there again, you've got to be careful about generalizing. Just to keep it accurate, because as you said, James, our forte is to tell the truth. I mean, as best we can, and to stick to the facts as best we can. So it's important. You know, these are unpleasant topics, and they should be discussed. But let's not talk nonsense.
Thank you, Paul. And here's my reply to you, Jim, is that all you could come up with? That's what's on your mind? But by the way, what Paul said is absolutely accurate. That is absolutely correct. And the answer to your question, is yes. Yeah, yes is the answer to that question. But let me ask you a question, Jim. Are you devoting your life to saving your people? And do you think that's how you'll do it? By calling up radio shows talking about something like that, that's going to be, in your mind, Jim, and I'll grant you, I'll call you intelligent and well-intentioned. Do you think that's going to save your race? Do you think that millions, thousands of white people hearing that's what's on your mind are going, wow, I never heard that before. Lots of people actually have, Jim. It's not like some, wow, no one's ever heard that. No, lots of people have. And is it attractive to people? No, it isn't. But is that going to save your people? Is that as important as a rapprochement between Vladimir Putin, a friendship between Putin and Trump closing the border? getting hundreds of thousands of jobs back in the first 5 months, restoring $4 trillion of value to the stock market in 5 months, and on and on. And if you're illustrating exactly what I was saying to Charles, I humbly submit, Jim, even though you're from the great state of North Dakota, from whence I am speaking, the average person hearing you going on about circumcision and the rabbinical procedures thereof, somebody says, I don't want to be part of that movement. If that's what these guys talk about at their meetings, I'm not taking my wife there. I sure don't want my kids in that movement.
I think the point really, though, is if that were the topic tonight, it might have a place. But the topic is Donald Trump, and I don't think people.
Oh yeah. By the way, good point, Paul. If we go, we're more than halfway through the show right now, and we have spent the show talking about the fact that Charles thinks if somebody's a Jew, that's all, that's it. They're over. They're done. So Breitbart, Savage, Rivero, Miller, you know, Drudge. You know, you guys can all take a hike. And then we spent time talking.
A week ago tonight, the caller, it was all about how horrible Catholics and the Pope are.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Now, what are we doing? If we allocate our scarce resources to that as our topic, and that's what, who wants to listen to an audience out there? How many of you out there are now turning off your radio? You know, like, wow, do I want to listen to this? I turned this show on because I want to find out about the most magnificent man who's ever appeared in our political life, a miracle in our lives, who has already in just 5 months changed our lives unbelievably. I think that some people in the Trump administration listen to this show. I'd like to think Donald Trump himself has some familiarity with this show.
You know, when we look at it with some perspective, the fellow who was going on about Catholics a week ago, there's probably no fiercer critic of the Catholic Church than me, and probably George. Not to speak for George, but I'm an Archbishop Lefebvre, old-fashioned Catholic. But I'm a fierce critic of the Catholic Church. We've got to remember, probably almost to a man, the people that were cheering for Donald Trump in Poland were Catholics. So, you know, I think we've got to try to keep a grip on reality. I mean, not you and me, but, I respect callers and their point of view, and we don't all think exactly the same, but I think we really have to be really careful generalizing.
And here's what I'm encouraging, Charles. I hope you get on board the Trump train. And Jim, I hope you get on board the Trump train, because it's going to save our lives and, more importantly, the lives of our children. It really will. This is the transition that we're undergoing here. You right now, Jim and Charles, you're part of a microscopic movement that was rejected by the American people big time for more than 50 years. That version of the white movement has been utterly rejected by your own people. And half a century is a long time. How long do we live? You know, do we want to run this demonstration out another half century when it's all going to be way too late? No. Here's what I'm saying. We've got to make this transition from losing and being so used to losing to this incredible thing that's happened to us. This man, Donald Trump, who is a patriot, won. And he didn't win, a seat on the city council in Schenectady. He won the presidency of the United States. That's as close to a miracle as my life is ever going to come, other than the birth of my children. That's as close as a miracle as my life will experience. And so we, in this microscopic movement that isn't even 1,000th the size, you mentioned David Duke. I did run David Duke's office for years and very good relations with Dr. Duke. He did just run for U.S. Senate in Louisiana, and he got 50,000 votes in the same election that Donald Trump got 50 million votes in. That's a ratio of 1,000 to 1. And David's a great man, and that run, we need more people to do things like that. But the point I'm making is that David is the most successful white nationalist politician of Paul or my lifetime. And his success is 1,000th 1,000th that of Donald Trump. So the all of us, Dr. Duke, me, Paul, Charles, Jim, what do are we a bunch of know-it-alls? We're so perfect that our failed movement never did anything wrong. It's the people, the stupid people, didn't get our wonderful message about circumcision or our wonderful message about the papists. You know, no, the problem was with our message. We did
I'm
not.
I'm a papist.
Yeah. Donald Trump doesn't talk about papists. He's married to a practicing Roman Catholic whose rosary was blessed by the Pope. And Paul, good point you made about the the Poles are Catholic. We've got one break, one more segment coming up. Maybe we can get, we got Rhonda in Missouri. Maybe we can squeeze in one more call. Thanks, folks. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now. are the good times really over?
We're back. We're back, folks. I was trying to. I'm going through a really great reporter, Lou Dobbs, being interviewed by Laura Ingraham, and I didn't know this about Laura Ingraham. She was just she was talking about the Warsaw speech, and she said, "Man, I'm so happy. I didn't know." She says, "I'm half Polish," and she said, "I can tell you, boy, the polls were on fire for Donald Trump." And Lou Dobbs is on fire for Donald Trump. I was hoping to get a segment there for you because we only have seconds left, so I couldn't get that. But that's an interesting little detail about Laura Ingraham. We've only got seconds left here, so I don't, you know, Paul, I haven't given you enough time to talk, or you, George. Let's take a chance. We'll take a chance here. Rhonda in Missouri, I hope you love Donald Trump. Do you? Come in, Rhonda.
Help me, Rhonda.
Hi.
Yeah. Help me, Rhonda. Yeah, help me, Rhonda.
Are you there?
Yes.
Are you there?
Okay. Yes.
I wanted to say, I bet you wish it was last Friday. I listened to your show like 10 times. That was an awesome show last Friday. And
oh,
yes,
Rhonda.
I voted for Donald Trump. But I wish you could have more shows like that. I love the Karen Carpenter. You're a funny guy. Anyway,
you mean you preferred that to a show over circumcision?
Yes, I thought that was disgusting. But anyway, hey,
we're going to have Rhonda. We're going to have a circumcision special here at some future.
For the warning.
Time to be determined. Yeah, we're not sure when we want to do that show. But go ahead,
okay,
Rhonda.
Well,
I love you. Yes.
Oh, well, hey, I wanted to say, when I was growing up, and I'm 51, I know you guys are older, but I was raised to kind of judge everybody individually, and I noticed it started changing when Obama got into office, it was collectivism or groupthink or whatever you want to call it. Where everybody had to think the same way about the same group of people. And that is just so wrong. I mean, I never looked at him like, I don't have a problem with black people, but I never looked at him. I thought, I'm going to give this guy a chance, you know,
well,
regardless.
Rhonda, yes. I apologize for our lack of time. It's my fault. We should have put you on right as the first caller. So make sure you call earlier in the next show. And you know what? I love that you listened to the Friday show 10 times. That was one of the best days of my life. I'm with
Laura.
And
I'm going to keep listening because I love that show. You got to do more like that one.
All right. Rhonda, all right. We'll play the Beach Boys song. You did help us, Rhonda. And,
yeah, okay. All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Good night,
okay,
folks.
Bye.
We'll see you. We'll see you tomorrow night, and I promise nothing about circumcision tomorrow night. I promise. See you then.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.